Okay, let's hit it. Vayetze, Tavshin Pei Aleph, and the topic is the triumph over fear. It's interesting, triumph over fear. Let's take a look. We know, let's grab a chumash here. Beginning of the parsha starts off with Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayetze Charana. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva on his way to Haran, the land of Lava. Vayifka b'mokom vayolen sham, and he came upon a place, the place, a place. Vayolen sham, and he lay down to rest there, to sleep. Kivah Hashemesh, for the sun had set. Vayikach me'avnei amokom, and he took of the stones of that place. Vayotim rashi osof, he put them around his head. Vayishkav amokom ahu, and he slept there. And then we know that Yaakov Avinu had the wondrous dream of the sulam mutzav arza of Rosh Magiyah Shamaima, of the ladder whose feet were upon the ground and whose head reached to the heavens. And when he awakens from that dream, it says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso, this is in Pasuk Tezayin of Perek Chav Ches, he woke from his slumber. Vayomer Achein Yesh Hashem B'mokom Hazeh V'Anochi Lo Yadati. Indeed, behold, the Hashem is in this place. Strange sort of statement. Isn't Hashem everywhere? I mean, we know that already from Uncle Moishi. Achein Yesh Hashem B'mokom Hazeh V'Anochi Lo Yadati. And I did not know. Vayira Yaakov Vayomar. And Yaakov was afraid, or expressed fear. How awesome is this place? This is nothing less than the house of the Lord and the gateway to heaven. Fine. Actually, there's more there. We know that he took Vayashkem Avram Baboker. When he got up early in the morning, he took the stone that was below his head. What stone was below his head? We're not aware of that. Vayasem osav matseva, and he made of it a monolith, matseva. Vayitok shemen al rosha, and he poured an oil libation upon it. So this is the beginning of the parsha, the famous dream of Yaakov. There are a number of puzzling factors here. So let's take a look. Here we have Lifnei Linaso who ispal arvis. Vayivka b'mokom. Chazal teach us that Yaakov, Vayivka, loshen of pigia, is a loshen of tefila, and that he did this before he went to sleep. Obviously, Kinechsi Vayivka b'mokom says the Sfasemes. Shenichtav alav l'shvach. Shehirgish v'isorer. Gam sham chius Hashem yizbarach. In other words, when Yaakov awoke from his dream there, kind of in the middle of the night, yeah, he says, "Hine yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh." Chen yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh. Indeed, Hashem is in this place. Vanochi lo yadati, and I didn't know. So he said he didn't know Hashem is everywhere. Michlal, listen to what Sasemis explains. Michlal shahaya mokom meruchak ma'od. It was a place that was very distant. Shahaya koshe lahami. It was difficult to believe shiyeh sham chiyus Hashem Yisbarach. That the chiyus of Hashem Yisbarach could be found there. Ve'ereyu Hashem Yisbarach ki mole chola oretz kvodo. Vezet filas arvis. And Hashem revealed to him that the earth is filled with Hashem's kavod, v'zed filas arvis. What in the world is going on here? Yaakov Avinu didn't understand that Hashem is everywhere. Ella, if we look carefully at the terminology of the Sfas Emes, we understand the chius of Hashem Yisbarach. In other words, It's a favorite theme of the Sfas Emes, that every event and every object, every experience, every relationship the person comes into contact with, the person needs to touch the innermost point of that experience. He needs to touch the innermost point of that object. What is the Ratzon Hashem that's meant to be revealed over here? And we have this 24/7 all the time, and this is a theme that we've talked about many times. In every event in life, we're always standing at a crossroads. Should we deal with it? Should we relate to it the way the street deals with it? Or should we use the lens of the Torah with which to interpret it? And as such, when we use the lens of the Torah, we always find the nakuda, the point of what Hashem's will, of that aspect of Hashem's will that He wishes to be revealed over here. Sometimes it's struggling with anger, sometimes it's a formal mitzvah, sometimes it's the way we keep ourselves from going, getting jealousy, sometimes we control desire, etc. But whatever it is, it's always in a kuda, in any object, in every experience that we have. Yaakov Avinu perceived over here that perhaps he felt somehow in this place, and in all places, in the Mokum HaMikdash. After all, we know he's in the Mokum HaMikdash. Rashi tells us that he had Kritas HaDerech, whether that means the Mokum HaMikdash came to Beit El. Whatever it was, he was technically in the Mokum HaMikdash. That's what Rashi taught us. He was on his way to Haran. He says, perhaps I passed by the place where my forefathers davened. Or Avin davened, or Yitzchak davened. I find it actually mind-boggling that he was never there. But that's what it appears. He didn't realize where the Mokum was. He didn't know where the Mokum was. And he turns back. He said, perhaps I passed it. He turns back to go search for it. And then, right, Rashi teaches us that Ki'il the Mokum HaMikdash came to him at Beit El. He was transported there. Transported there. Nightfall came and he finds himself there and he has to stay in that place, etc. But he didn't realize that he was in the Mokum HaMikdash. But still, nonetheless, what does it mean he thought that he wouldn't be able to find Hashem in this place? I dare say that what he's talking about is that there are episodes, experiences, places in life where a person could think, you can't find Hashem here. Of course Hashem is here, but it's not findable for us. The darkness is too deep. They say about the Klosenberger Rebbe that when new shipments would come in from Hungary, he'd go over to the Bachrim. He'd say, do you believe that Hashem is here with us? You must believe that Hashem is here with us, here in Birkenau. This is after he lost his wife and 10 out of his 11 children, and the 11th one died afterwards. He saw them go up in smoke. And nonetheless, he told them, do you know, you must believe that Hashem is here with us as well. I couldn't say that. I certainly couldn't say it to somebody else. Klosenberger Rebbe can say it. So Yaakov even experienced that place, it's too dark here. There's a darkness here I sense. Again, it's a sixth sense. It's Ruach HaKodesh. There's a darkness here that's so deep that perhaps you can't find Hashem here. And then, after the dream, Achein! Yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati. Indeed, even over here. So perhaps what he sensed, perhaps what he experienced, so let's take a look at the next measures. Malami Sheher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Beis HaMikdash Banui V'Charev U'Banui. Chazal say on this pasuk, Vayira Yaakov Ayomar Ma Nora HaMakom HaZeh. How awesome is this place? That's a remez to seeing the Beis HaMikdash Banui. Right? As the pasuk says, Nora Elokim Mikdash Echad. He said, Ma Nora HaMakom HaZeh. So say Chazal, says the Medrash, that this is a remez to he saw the Beis HaMikdash standing. The Ein Zeh, it's not. That's a remez to the Ein Zeh. There is no Zeh here. As it says, Va'al Zeh haya davar libeinu, al eile chashku einenu. Talking in Megillas Eicha of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Ki im beis Elokim, continues the pasuk, says the Medrash, that's a banui umeshuchlal, the new Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, rebuilt in a shamayim, in all of its exquisite perfection. So perhaps that's what he sensed. He sensed, He sensed when he came there that there's also Churban here. And perhaps during that Churban it's not possible to connect to Hashem. Of course Hashem's will is here, but the darkness is too deep, it's too thick. But what he concluded, no. Achein yesh Hashem b'amokom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati. Fine. In his dream, he sees a sulam mutzav arts of Rosh Magia Shamayim. He sees a ladder, its legs implanted in the ground, its head reaches to the heavens. And the malachei Elokim olim v'yordim bo. And the angels of Hashem rise up and descend upon this ladder. Says Fasemis. Kihine, Omru Chazal, Yaakov Tikein Tfilas Arvis. Yaakov was the one who instituted Tfilas Arvis. Perish mi sheyochol lechavein libo, one who, as it were, can focus his tefillas towards Hashem, to attach himself to Hashem through the act of tefillah. Lechavein libo letefillah keshuv betzara, when he's in, nonetheless he's in tzara. Hu madrega gedola, that person is in a madrega gedola. And as we know, we daven when we're in pain. But more often than not, when we're in pain, we can't focus on our davening. When we're concerned, when we're anxious, when we're afraid, it's hard to concentrate. It's hard to concentrate in connection to Hashem. Fear is too visceral. But says Vasem, son, one who can yochol lechavin libo betfil kishu betzara, who madrega gedol, that's a very lofty level of spiritual, yeah, achievement. If a person's tefillah is really meant to be shem shamayim, and I've also often mentioned to my students over and over and over and over again, you have to cleanse your mind of all your concerns before you daven. Halavai, we should always be able to do it. But that's our job description. Before a person has to be mefana libo, he has to cleanse his heart of all his concerns. So you say to yourself, cleanse my heart. I won't daven for what I need for it. Nonsense. If we don't cleanse our heart of all our concerns and focus on connecting to Hashem through the act of tefillah, then more often than not, what happens is we sit and think about, we are preoccupied through the entire tefillah, and we'll even pass through the bracha, if it be for Vanasa and Baruch Aleinu, be it for Refuah, or for Enu, be it for something else in Shemarach Aleinu, spike the entire Shemana Esrei, go right through it, and the end will care before you do this, take the 3 steps back, right? We'll say, oh, Gevalt, I didn't think about what I need to do. Good, we were preoccupied. We were concerned. Continues the Fasemis. L'chein yesh, l'chein zeh siman shekol adam mevatel atzmo l'shmo yizbrach yishomid lefonav b'tfila shokhea kol mavuke shelo v'chol atzores nistemu me'enav. Person blocks out all his concerns. I'm only connecting to the Rabbon Shalom, the one who is the Mashkiach, Magen Avraham, the one who is omnipotent, Mechayim Meitin, the one who is transcendent and yet imminently there for me. Right? Kedushas Hashem. The one who gives me my das, my tshuva, my slicha, etc. All Shemoneh Esrei. Ubezeh be'emes kol atzoras borchi mimenu. And indeed, when a person davens like this, all the tzoras actually leave. They all leave. Vezeh inyan, it says it's all similar to Manigas HaShabbos. Right? A person, I've heard of great Gdolim who have suffered a terrible blow before Shabbos, and they struggle to connect only to Shabbos, to Ma'anik is a Shabbos. And then on Motzei Shabbos, the dam breaks loose, and the tears fall. So a person who is Ma'anik is a Shabbos, he receives Nachla Bli Mitzorim. Ze'inyin Ma'anik is a Shabbos. Kishabah Shabbos, Shul Yom Manoach, V'simcha Lefonav Bamorom. Person wishes to sit with the king. This is man of simcha. It's mein olam haba. So Adam ishkoach kol tzar sheyesh lo. He has to forget, right? All the tzar that he has. I'm not saying this is easy. Let's discuss what we need to know over here, and then, God willing, right? Hashem should give us the strength to enable the truth of the mind to wend their way down rivers of connection to the heart. The person who is ma'anig of the Shabbos, like the Sfasem said at the beginning of this paragraph, Chazal teach us, Nosin lo nachla blimit sarim, nachlas Yaakov. He receives an inheritance without any boundaries, just like Yaakov. Because that was Yaakov's strength. He was able to daven Mairiv in a place. Imagine Yaakov's concern. He has to flee from his home. Esav wants to kill him, etc. He's going to go to Amram Raim, a foreign land, people where people are not necessarily on the same wavelength at all as he is, etc. V'zeh midaso, says the Fasem, v'zeh midaso shal Yaakov Avinu, sheksiv v'yifka b'mokom, shehi tefilas arvis. It was a powerful tefillah. It required a lot of strength to overcome, right? The preoccupation that he had with his concerns, with his fears. Ki haya b'mokom achoshech, he was deeply in the darkness there. V'yesh remez b'parshas v'yetzi, shistuma b'torah, the parshas v'yetzi, there are no breaks in parshas v'yetzi. There's no time to think. And between parshas, between sections of the Torah, with a certain amount of space. Some of the smaller space, some of the little space. In Vayetze, there are no breaks. There's no time to think. The darkness is heavy. It's thick. L'rmoz ki kol taluchos shelo haya behester gadol. That all of Yaakov's experiences were within an incredible degree of darkness. Shehaya kol zeh hachana legolus b'nei Yisrael. Yaakov is the father. Right, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Yaakov is the one who paves the way for the Jew to go into Golos, to go into the darkness, to be able to maintain his connection, to be able to daven even in the midst of the darkness. So this is what Yaakov did before he went to sleep. He perceived that he was in a place where Hashem is not findable. He's here, but he's not findable. And nonetheless, he davened. The darkness was so thick. When he awoke, he realized, Achein, yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh v'anoki lo yadati. I didn't realize it. But he davens in spite of the darkness, in spite of the confusion, in spite of the hurdles that are necessary for him to connect, he davens. And then he gets up, right, in the morning, and he takes the stone that was underneath his head. We'll get to that in just a moment, because he didn't place a stone underneath his head. He takes it and erects it as a monolith, as a matseva, and he pours the oil upon it, and he makes his declaration that Hashem should be with him, his bakasha, that Hashem should be with him in all of his travels, in all of his travails, etc. So now, let's examine a little bit of this concept of hashgacha. That Yaakov is unraveling and revealing before us. First of all, we know that man was created by Tzelem Elokim. And here the Meshech Chochma says, basically, synopsize it. He says that the yesod of the Tzelem Elokim is a person's Bechira Chofshis. Right? Shezeh Bechira Urak be'elokim. Being b'tselem elokim means to have b'chira chafshis. Free will. The choices that animals make, or unfortunately the choices that most people make, are really not an exercise of b'chira. They're just an exercise of teva. If I prefer chocolate to vanilla, so I'm not being bocher in chocolate. My teva, my natural desire, draws me towards chocolate rather than vanilla. When a person is vocally chooses because of the beat of Hashem's drum to do that which he knows to be correct as opposed to that which is convenient. That's Bechira. So that Tzelem Elokim, right? That Tzelem Elokim is expressed in a person's Bechira Chafshis. As a result of the person's Tzelem Elokim, we find two citations in the Nefesh HaChaim. One in Shar Aleph Per Gimel, and one in Shar Aleph Perek Zayin, where he talks about the idea that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, created us, B'Tzelem Elokim, so with regard to one area, the fact that just as Hashem's name Elohim is associated with Ma'aseh Bereishis, so too, when we are created with Tzelem Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the koach to be creators. Kein Hishlit, says the Nefesh HaChaim. Kein Hishlit Ratzon Yisbarach as HaAdam Sheyehu HaPoseach VaSoger Shel Kama Alfei Ribos Kochos VaOlamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed Adam as a function of his being creative at Tzelem Elohim, which we said is his Bechira Chavshis. He placed him at the helm of reality. Adam, as it were, controls thousands and tens of thousands of worlds of kochos, as he would record, as he conducts himself, he causes, he unleashes powers in above, towers down below, etc. They all are linked to the actions of Adam. As he rises, they rise. As he becomes more lofty, they become more lofty. As he energizes himself with connection to Hashem, so do they, as it were, have the capacity now to send down Shefa, plenty, down to this world. And so do also from the beings in this world. They rise higher as a result of Adam using them in a proper sense. This is part of his koach ha-yetzira, part of his creativity, which he accomplishes, which he receives, in conjunction with his being, with having a Tzelem Elohim, that he has Bechira Chofshis, he now becomes a Borei, a creator as well. In the second citation from the Nefesh HaChaim, here the Nefesh HaChaim talks about the idea of the linkage of Hashgacha Pratis to the Tzelem Elohim. In other words, as a person is Bocher, and chooses to do that which is correct, he binds himself more closely to Hashem, then Hashem's hashgacha upon him, here on this earth, here, not just in terms of what he's creating upstairs, or what he's creating in terms of his olam haba, but down here, Hashem's hashgacha upon him is more fine-tuned. And this, the Nefesh HaChaim brings from a medrash, whose source is not really clear, but he brings a medrash that says that Hashem tzilcha upon the pasuk, Hashem tzilcha yad minech from pasuk, in Tehillim kuf chaf aleph. Right, Shir Lamalos Esoinai Ele Arim. There it says, Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Minech. Hashem is like the tail of your right hand. As you move your hand, so too the shadow is cast. As you move your hand before the light, so too the shadow is cast. The same thing also, what you put into your relationship with Hashem is the way Hashem is close to you, is with you, is Mashkiach more intensely, more folk, in a more focused, personal fashion, tailor-made fashion for you. So creativity and record and Hashgacha Pratis. Let's continue here. We said the pasuk earlier, Vayifka b'mokom ha'yolen shom kivu ha'shemesh, Vayikach me'avne ha'mokom ha'yosem er ha'shosav, Vayishka b'mokom ahu. Here's Yaakov. He's fleeing from Esav. He's on his way to the land of Lavan. These are not pleasant prospects, either of them. All of a sudden, the sun begins to set. He has to record. He has to stop traveling. He's in this place, little he doesn't know where he is, right? He actually is in Beit El. The reason the Mokum Mikdash has come to him there, but he's not aware of that kind of that. But Yikach me'avni ha'mokum, he takes the stones of the place and he places it around his head. It says the Chizkuni. What were these stones? These were the stones of the Mizbeach upon which his father Yitzhak was placed at the time of the Akedah. I'm sure if he'd known, he wouldn't have taken those stones necessarily. But he took the stones. And they were the stones of the Mizbeach that Yitzchak was placed upon during the Akedah. And then it says, Ve'yasem Rashi Osav. So Rashi says, Asan Kimin Marzev, like a rain gutter. Saviv L'Rosho. Saviv L'Rosho. How did he do it? So the Rashi in the Medrash says, Hasan kamin marzev, achas mikan, v'achas mikan, v'achas al gabeyan. So Yaakov placed two stones on either side of his head, and one stone on top, to protect his head. Perhaps he did it with his entire body, but it only mentions his head. Two stones on the side, right? Coming up like that, and one stone on the top, to protect him from any wild animals. And yet when Yaakov gets up in the morning, what happens? he seems that he has one stone. One stone. Says the Rashi. Asan kibim marziv saviv l'roshro. He placed these stones around his head, to the sides of his head and top of his head. Nechayos ros. Yischilu marivos zolim zol. The stones began to quarrel amongst themselves. Zotzemeres alay yoniach tzadikis rosho. Each stone said, upon me will the tzaddik place his head. Notice, none of them were underneath his head. The way Rashi and the Medrash explained it. There were stones to the side and stones on top. And now they're all saying, I want to be underneath his head. All the stones. And they become one stone. Miyad asana kosh evan achas. Right? One stone. Vayikach esa evan asher sam mirashosav. And he took the evan that he placed, right, underneath his head. Except he never placed it. That's amazing. What's happening over here? Yaakov thinks he needs the protection of the stones, but he doesn't realize that really the stones are being transformed. The stones want to serve Yaakov. He doesn't need them for protection, right? He's raising them higher. As Masilas Yesharim says, talks about as man rises, as man, as it were, becomes more conscious of his decisions, he marches to the beat of Hashem's drum, etc. And he does things Hashem Shamayim. V'imusholet ba'atzmo, says Masilas Yesharim, the very beginning of the Sefer. V'imusholet ba'atzmo v'nidbak beboro, and he attaches himself to his Creator. U'mishtamish mina olam, and he uses the olam rak liyosol l'siyua avodas boro, and he uses the world only to be an aid in the service of his Creator. U'mis'ale, such a person rises. The olam atzmo misale imo, and the world itself rises with him, because the world is there to serve man in his quest to serve his Creator. Kine ilui godol hula brios kulam v'yosem eshamshe adam ashalim. It is a great merit for any creation to serve Adam in his quest, right, to attach himself to his Creator. And here he cites our story here. Upon me will he place his head. But again, remember, he didn't place any stones underneath his head. He placed stones next to his head, on top of his head. Part of the miracle is not only that the stones became one. Part of the miracle is now the stones are underneath his head. Yaakov, do you understand? Do you understand? You don't need us for protection. We are rising through you. By serving you, we are rising. We want to be underneath your head, as it were, to form a pillow for you. So that your avodas Hashem will lift us up higher. Vayikatz Yaakov mishnaso vayomer achein yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati. Plus, like we said before, when Yaakov awakened from this dream, he says, wow, achein yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh. Indeed, Hashem is here. Banochi lo yadati. Says the Rakanti, the Derech Sod. He says, achein, aleph, chof, nun, represents aryeh, kruv, a cherub, nesher. These are three of the four, right, faces, as it were, upon the kiseh cover, upon the holy throne of Hashem. The kruv, right? The kruv seems to be interchangeable with the shore, with the axe. Right? Sometimes they talk about the axe being one of the faces on the kiseh cover. There are four sides, as it were. One side there's the face of the axe. One side there's the face of the nesher, of the eagle. One side is the face of the aryeh, of the lion. And one side the face of man. And whose face is representative of mankind? Yaakov Avinu. And as I said, it talks about this in Sefer Yecheskel and all the story, talk about it, that the kruv, right, the cherub, is what takes the place of the shore of the ox. And that's a discussion in its own right. what exactly it means, the kruv, again, it's not for us right now. But that, he says, that's what the pasuk is telling us over here. It says the Rekanti. Rekanti is a great Kabbalist. He says, Yaakov said, Vayomer, Achein, Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. I knew, Achein, Aryeh, Kruv, Nesha, Aleph, Chof, Nun, Achein, Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Va'anochi, but the Yud, right? Achein, right? Is the same letters as Aleph, Nun, Chof, Aleph, Chof, Nun. Achein, va'anochi, lo yadati, I didn't know the Yud was there. I didn't know that the Yud, that stands for Yaakov, was also there on the Kisei HaKavod. In other words, I am one of those man represented by the exquisite nature of Yaakov Avinu, the Isha Emes. One of the visages Kaviyachol on the Kisei HaKavod upon which Hashem's glory rests. So Yaakov, as it were, concludes, the world is rising through him here. Again, he went to sleep thinking he needed the stones for protection. He woke up realizing the stones are saying, we want to serve you. We want to be underneath you, lift you up. We want to serve you. We want to serve you. So once again, over here, Yaakov, is raising up the entire Bria. We said before that the Tzelem Elokim reflects itself both in man guiding creation, being at the helm of creation, just as the Shem Elokim is associated with creation itself. When man is made Tzelem Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him at the helm of controlling endless amounts of forces, directing different kochos in Maase Bereishis. That's what Yaakov discovers here. We said there was another thing also as well. As a function of a person attaching his Tzelem Elokim to the Lokim, he creates a system by which now Hashem guards him, watches over him more intensely, more in a more fine-tuned fashion. Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yeminecha. What you put in, the way you move your hand, the way you are with Hashem, that's the way He is Mashiach upon you. So the first is Hashem gives man incredible kochos as a function of his Tzelem Elokim, of his Bechir Chafshis and using it properly. The second concept is when he uses the Bechir Chafshis properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashiach upon him in this world more intensely. So now let's see this final medrash here. Amar Bevo. Yaakov Avinu saw the Malachi Elokim Olim V'Yordim. Some say those Malachi Elokim are the angels that escorted him in Eretz Yisrael, and now they're going up, and instead the place is coming of the angels of Chutz Laaretz are going to escort him. Others say that the angels referred to here are the Sarim, are the archangels of the different nations of the world that the Jewish people will be subjugated by Bavel, by Paras Umadai, by Yavan, by Edom, etc. Says the Medrash. Amar Bevo, Moshel ben Malachim Shayyoshen al Gabi Arisa. He saw the Malachi Elokim Olim V'Yordimbo, the different nations, the great masters of the world, the dynasties, the civilizations that controlled the world for thousands of years. And then in his dream, he sees Hashem is Nitzav Alav. Says the Medrash, Amar Bevo, Moshel ben Malachim. What's it comparable to? To a son of kings who's sleeping in his cradle. A yizvuvim shochim alav, and the flies are resting upon him. They came shebam minikasa shach alav, minikasa ubarchu alav. And when his nursemaid leans over him to care for him, all the flies flee. Kach b'tchila v'hinei malachei elokim olim v'yordim bo. They're landing upon him. Kevishin is gala alav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu barchu alav. Protection. That's the first mimer of the Medrash. Hashem is Mogein Alof. Next, continues the Medrash. Rav Chiya Rabba, right? The great Rav Chiya of Rav Yanai. Chad Omer Alof Al Asulam. When Hashem says in the Pasuk, Hashem is Nitzav Alof. Nei Hashem Nitzav Alof. What is the Alof? So one opinion is that he's nitzav on the sulam, on the ladder. Hashem is nitzav on the sulam. The charam ra'alav al Yaakov. And the other opinion says that that Hashem is nitzav, is standing on what? On Yaakov. Manda amar alav ala sulam nicha. The one that says that Hashem is standing upon the sulam, so that I understand. Elamanda amar alav al Yaakov, that Hashem is standing on Yaakov. Mi miskayim alav. Right? Is Hashem being miskayim on Yaakov? Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan explains, Harshoyim miskayim al Elo, it should be really Eloheim, not Elokeim. Elohim. Right? The idolaters, and this is a fundamental idea. The idolaters, it's not just that they're wrong and we're right. They're two completely different worldviews. As the Medrash cites, Uparo Cholem Vine Omeid Al Yor. As the Medrash, look at the difference in the Tzadikim and the Rishayim. The difference between the tzaddikim and the rishayim is the rishayim, as it says, paro is cholim, he's omed al yor. The rishayim are omed, right? He miskayim, miskayimim al Eloheihem. They use their gods in order to give themselves permanence. They're miskayim, right? They give existence themselves upon their gods. They'll serve this god, so this god is the rule. Pick them up, will lift them up. So they will have power, they will have what they assert. They're willing to give whatever is necessary to the God in the order that they should have in the end of the day, what they want. But Yaakov, Hashem is Miskayim Alav. Hashem stands above him, upon Yaakov. Hashem rests upon Yaakov. Hashem says, you, Yaakov, will reveal my name in the world. Yaakov is completely dedicated to revealing Hashem's name in the world. Hashem is Miskayim on him. Yaakov becomes the vehicle, he's the fourth face, as it were. Amongst what he called the faces of the Merkava. The Aryeh, right, the lion, the Kruv, or the shore, right? Yeah, the cherub, or the shore, the Nesher, and the face of Yaakov. The divine presence is revealed in the world. It's revealed in the world through Yaakov. So both the protection that Yaakov gets from Hashem, and the fact that Yaakov becomes the vehicle for revealing Hashem's presence in the world, this is what he realizes after he goes to sleep in this place. Imagine. Here is Yaakov. He's fleeing for his life. He has to run from Esav. He's running towards Laban. What will be? He comes to this place over here. The sun sets all of a sudden abnormally. It becomes so dark. He senses there's something wrong here. Perhaps there's such a darkness here that maybe you can't even connect to Hashem. I didn't think I'd be able to connect here. And yet all of a sudden, now he realizes this is a holy place. You can connect even in the darkest moments. You can connect here. Even in the darkest moments, you can connect. You can connect. There's nothing that's too dark. He understands that through davening Ma'ariv. And the realization that he has, he goes to sleep, he wants to protect himself. Before he goes to sleep, he wants to protect himself. He places the stones above his head and to the sides of his head. But in the morning, all the stones are one and they're underneath his head. Allah yaniach atzadik yisrosho. I want to be the one that lifts up the tzadik's head. I'm here for him. The entire Bria here is here to serve the tzadik. And Tzadik, and then Yaakov in turn, right? Not only does the entire Bria rest upon the Tzadik, but Hashem's presence in the world rests upon the Tzadik. As the Medrash says, look at the difference in the Tzadikim and the Rishayim. In Yaakov's dream, Hashem is Miskayim Alav. Hashem is above him, riding upon Yaakov. And in the dream of Paro, Paro is Omeid Al Yaor. He is Miskayim upon his God. He uses God as a tool to lift himself up. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezakeh Yaakov, that he should be the one to reveal, to lift Hashem's name up. Because I'll tell us, Vayisa Yaakov is Raglov, that when he left this place in the morning to go towards Aram Naraim, to go to the land of Lava, his feet literally carried him. He was in such a state of joy because of what he understood now. This is what we say every day in davening. Ata kodosh, v'shimcha kodosh, u'kdoshim v'chol yom yalucha sela. This bracha, the third bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, Kedushas Hashem, is keneged Yaakov. The first bracha is keneged Avram, says the Tshuvas HaRashba, Morgan Avram. The second bracha, Mechaim Esim, is keneged Yitzchak. The third bracha is keneged Yaakov. And what do we say there? Ata kodosh, Rabon Shalom. You're totally transcendent. You're muvdal. You're separate in your essence. V'shimcha kodosh. And your name, the way you reveal yourself to us within creation. Your holy Torah is what you call, we can't wrap our head totally around it. It's separate from us. But yet we touch it. U'kdoshim b'chol yom yaluch ha'sela. And by our marching to the beat of your drum, the beat of Torah, Yaakov is the Isha Emes, the beat of Torah. As we travel through life, we will have the capacity to praise your name, to see greater insights into your name, to be a Hallel, right? Hallel is always a Lashon of awe, of clarity, to get greater and greater and greater clarity in your name. Below Nero Alei Roshi, the Pasuk says, below Nero Alei Roshi, the Lashon of Hallel is Lashon of awe, of light. A praise built upon light. A praise built upon clarity. When we see great miracles, we say Hallel. So too also here, every day, a person who attaches himself to the beat of the drum of Hashem's Torah, he has this chus to be Mahal Hashem in this world. And he shuffles off the mortal coil, the world of the souls, and when he returns to Tchias HaMeisim as well, it'll be forever and ever and ever and ever. So Yaakov started off afraid. He thought he would be buffeted about by the winds of time, by the difficulties of the experiences that he was going to go through. But at the end of this experience, Yaakov realizes, quite on the contrary, the whole world is there only to aid him in his quest to reveal Hashem's name in the world, and the Creator himself is counting on Yaakov, you are the one who will reveal my name in the world. Quite a change. The fear is gone. So too by all of us. As we as we find ourselves in dark and confusing times, we should take strength from Yaakov's experience and realize that as we struggle to deal with the events of our times, each person according to his unique circumstances, his unique strengths, his unique weaknesses, the issues that he has to confront, you should realize that we are the children of Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Saba, our great father, Yaakov. And as we struggle to connect ourselves to Hashem's name under all these circumstances, on the one hand, we are guaranteeing ourselves a greater degree of protection here in this world, and we're meriting to carry Hashem's name till the end of days. Amen.